Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, Will Graves covers the Steelers and more for the Associated Press. He was at the Mike Tomlin press conference today. Mike, what are your thoughts on the way that question got asked at the end of the press conference today?
I have no problem. Tim Benz asked Mike about the rumors. I have no problem with the question being asked. My problem is bigger picture. It simply lowers the bar for the next time somebody and let's be clear here, Pony.
Yep.
Doug Whaley was speculating. Ryan Clark was saying, if I am an LSU, who is an LSU alum, is saying, my God, it'd be great if Mike Tomlin was the LSU coach. Carson Palmer saying Mike Tomlin is a, quote, wild card. This is all – it's all crap, Pony. That's the problem. Like, and there's so much chatter out there now. Now we got to piss Mike off by asking him about it. There's a difference between USC and LSU being interested in Mike Tomlin and Mike Tomlin being interested in those things. Mike Tomlin being interested in those things is news. Every football program in America, including Pine Richland, should want Mike Tomlin to be their coach. Does that mean every time there's a job opening – do we have to ask Mike Tomlin about it? That is my problem. Because anybody with the same bone in their body,
yep,
looks at Mike Tomlin, sees a guy who's got a borderline Hall of Fame resume, and if he stays in the league another 10 years, probably will get enshrined one day, who has not coached in college in 20 years,
mm-hmm,
who has the most job security in professional football outside of maybe Bill Belichick. The idea that he would entertain – who just signed a new contract, so he's not even looking for more money.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that he would be interested in either of those jobs, it's like, give me a freaking break. I mean, that is my problem with it. I have no, like, and in fact, Brooke Pryor of ESPN texted me, like, right before Mike sat down. She goes, are you going to ask him or am I going to ask him? And my initial response was bleep no,
okay,
because it's ridiculous. But over the course of 20 minutes, I got to the point where I was like, all right, I was waiting for Michael Burch with the Steelers to say last question, and I was going to do it. And Tim, to his credit, beat us to the punch. It is just – that is my –
Well, but my – so let me jump in and ask you then, if you think it's, you know, hogwash and you don't want to give, you know, just you're saying baseless speculation, if you don't want to give it oxygen, why would you feel like you had some kind of journalistic responsibility to even ask the question?
Well, you know, sometimes – I don't know if you know this, Pony. Sometimes it sucks to go – and turn on local media and hear people that could come down and, like, ask Mike Tomlin questions but choose not to, then criticize us for, quote, not doing our job.
Yeah, but you shouldn't care about that.
I'm familiar with that.
But you shouldn't care about that, though, right? I mean,
I don't care about it. I hear about it secondhand.
Okay. But I'm saying that – I don't know – are you're not accusing me of saying that, are you?
I am saying that I hear you and Chris go and bitch about, quote, Steelers media, of which I am a part of, for not asking – good questions, and I'm pretty sure I do ask good questions, and I'm pretty sure that.
Well, don't you think if I had an issue with you asking a crappy question or a bad question, I would just have you on and say it to you?
I do ask bad questions sometimes. Let me be clear.
Well, right.
I ask bad questions.
But I just think it's funny that you would feel if I, you know, put how can I put pressure on you to ask? I shouldn't be able to. Like, I don't feel compulsion because of what you write to then come on my show and say something. So that I'm just curious that you would feel external pressure to ask a question at the end of the press conference. That's all.
Well, I would say today I got to the point where I was like, you know what, my F's to give had sort of vanished, and I was like, fine, let's just ask him. And then sometimes you get, look, to Tim's credit, Tim's getting good at, you know, a lot of attention for asking the question. But, I mean, do you, from on my end of it, Tony, like if anybody with a working, functional brain,
yes,
you know, like, would realize that this is, like, that there is, and look, it's low-hanging fruit. I mean, I wrote 400 words about it today, as did everybody else that covered.
Well, so that's why.
Tomorrow.
No doubt, Will Graves is with us, who covers the Steelers from the Associated Press, and I'll put this editorial on it. I think you do a very good job. But here is the way I get, not defensive, but here's how I take things sometimes personally. I think it's very hypocritical, and if this is an accusation I'm making directly towards you, well, then so be it. I think it's hypocritical for people to say, this is a complete BS story. And then they tweet out the Tomlin quote, and then they put a headline on their website, or they write an article about it. If it's completely meaningless, then why would anybody in the real media give the story any attention? Why? It's not a story. So why should you feel pressure from your editor at the Associated Press to write it? You shouldn't. It's not a story, Will.
Hey, Tony, much like you have a mortgage to pay, and you say things sometimes because you have a mortgage to pay, I also have a mortgage to pay. And what Mike said went viral. And so I had no intention of addressing it at all, but the way in which he answered it led me to, just like everybody else, because you're an idiot if you don't, to write about it. I
mean, so do you feel on a journalistic level like dirty that you had to even write this story today?
I mean, you know, if I can be honest with you, as somebody who literally broadcasts Pittsburgh to the rest of the world,
yes. Yeah,
to me, the news is, if Mike Tomlin is interested in USC, the news is not USC or LSU being interested in Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the news. But his answer today was, so, if he just said, no, I'm not going to address it, I would have let it go. I would not have written about it.
Yeah.
As I have not done on – I did not write about Juju's stupid milk crate challenge. I mean, there are certain things, and I'll be honest with you, as a fucking –
that's all right. We got you dumped here. We got a 17-second delay, Will. You're covered.
That's all right. You know, I mean, like, yes, there are things that get asked sometimes that just do not reach the threshold for me to care about. That's why
right.
I do not write about the second power play with the Penguins.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, like,
how would you feel? And I'll name the person, because I don't like doing stuff passive aggressively. Like, if you're in my shoes, Dale Lally, again, another guy I have respect for. The first question out of a press conference is, "What are your thoughts on the job the backup running backs are doing?" Like, do you get where I'm coming with? Like,
but I'm in the room. But see, this is the difference between me and you, Pony.
Sure.
In the room, and I'm going to get a chance to ask the questions that I want to ask.
Right.
So I don't really care what anybody else asks.
But you should care about the questions your readers want asked, right? Or no?
I've been here 10 years now. I think if you ask around, even though I don't get as much run as other people, and that's fine. You know, again, I have a mortgage to pay. And I pay it,
dude. I agree. You would not have lasted here as long as you have if you didn't do that. I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
I mean, and look, much like Jeff Hathorn and Jim Colony, we sort of have the same job. We ask more questions of more people in this market than anybody.
Totally agree.
And
I agree.
And I asked, and then when Ben was struggling a month ago and the heat was on, me and Brooke Pryor made it in several different roundabout ways, tried to pin Mike down about where he was at with Ben's play. And then when Ben talked the next day, we did the exact same thing.
Agreed.
There's a way to do, but the thing is, I have to come back the day after that. And the day after that, and the day after that. So the way that I frame my questions, they might sound long to you. But
well, no, you're usually the one that brings attention to it. You're usually the person that stops yourself 10 seconds to do a question.
We've all got a brand. I mean,
right.
and I own it. I mean, like, I mean, I don't take myself that friggin' serious.
No, I want to come back to what I asked.
I can't control what other people ask. I mean,
I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying, I'm asking because the Associated Press, the Associated Press is a big name and a lot of people respect the product they put out, and you're a part of that. And I just asked you, when you go into situations like this, do you as a reporter take into account, these are the questions that my readers want asked, or is that not part of?
I worry about the questions my bosses want asked.
Okay.
That's what I worry about.
Gotcha. I get that. That part, I can relate to you. on that. So the moral of the story today is this blew out of proportion, and it blew up so big that even an entity like the Associated Press had to give it coverage.
Well, the response merited that. I mean, the question, and again, my issue is, look, I love Tim, and Tim can be just as much of a pain in the butt as I can be, and asks even longer questions than I do sometimes, which is a feat in and of itself. Tim asked the question, and that's fine. But my problem is, like, it lowers the bar for the next time. Like, that's my – as somebody who's been doing this now 25 years, mm-hmm. that's my problem. Because, I mean, Andrew, Doug said – And I believe I have this correct. Doug said Steeler fans should be worried about LSU and USC, and then said he was just speculating. And then Ryan Clark, who would love to have Mike Tomlin, it's speculation. It's not news. It's not LSU has an offer to pay Mike Tomlin $15 a year.
Yeah,
to get a coach.
I will. News. Yes, I think that two out of the three to me have. I don't think Ryan's comment was meant to be. The only thing he said was, "I've heard it before." Which I think on its own is not enough to, you know, ask Mike Tomlin about college jobs. But when Carson Palmer says that he's being consulted in part of the search committee and Tomlin's name has come up, I think that is newsworthy. If he was just a fan who was just an alum.
Did he even say that? Did he even say his name came up? He said he was a, quote, wild card, right? That was what he said.
Craig?
Right. I mean, it's not, and I think I joked with this.
He thought he had spilled the beans, and like 2 minutes into that answer was like, did I say something that I wasn't supposed to say here, basically. So.
I mean, you know, it's like, look, I'm happily married, but like, it's like me saying, you know, I want to date Heidi Klum, and then going to ask Heidi Klum, hey, sports writer Schlub in Pittsburgh wants to date you. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
Where do you draw the line, though? Like, do you think it's inappropriate that James Franklin has to answer questions about LSU and USC?
That's a step up.
Okay.
That's a step up.
It is?
That, I mean, you know, my buddy, my good friend Dan Gelsman, who's one of our AP writers in Philly, texted me after I was complaining about this on Twitter, saying basically, why are you having a problem with this? We ask Jay Wright all the time about NBA jobs. That's because it's a step up. Nobody in their right.
Well, I would say Penn State fans would disagree with you that USC or LSU are a step up.
Trust me, the West Virginia alum said that. You know, I said that on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to.
That's lateral. I mean, is that so? But if it's a lateral job, you think it's okay to ask?
Is it a lateral job?
I mean, what?
It's not a lateral job.
What is US? What has USC won in the last 10 years?
It's not. When USC wins, it's bigger. What USC did 15 years ago was bigger than anything Penn State, nationally speaking. Is bigger than anything that Penn State has done, including the national championships. And I don't mean that as disrespectful. I mean, look, I covered it when Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush killed Oklahoma. I was in the Orange Bowl for the national title. I was at that game. They were a spectacle. The way they played, the way that they can market that program, it's not the same. It's different than what Penn State has. It is. And that's not being. That doesn't mean just Penn State isn't a great program. It is a great program. It's much better than my alma mater program right now, for God's sake. I'm not saying that, but Mike Tomlin going to USC. Nobody would think that is a step up. If he was a USC alum, an LSU alum, like, okay, I could. Okay, then it warrants that level of attention, but. He is not connected. He hasn't coached in college in 20 years. He is building a resume that's going to put him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. The idea that, you know, like, it's good marketing for USC and LSU to attach themselves to Mike Tomlin when
Agreed.
Mike Tomlin has no attachment to either one of those programs.
Agreed.
It's just part of the game. It's just part of the game, man.
Will, this was fun. Thank you for being a good sport about everything.
Have me on more often, Pony. Appreciate it.
You bet, man. Will Graves, Associated Press. I think the way this story has gotten covered and talked about is polarizing for a lot of people in the industry. And I think it is for fans, too. I think there are some fans that think even connecting Tomlin to those jobs is ridiculous. And all I've tried to do throughout this is like, hey, I want to at least consider the sources here. That's all. And while considering the sources, not take seriously that Tomlin is going to leave, but think about why these rumors are out there and why people that are not just anonymously commenting on message boards. Why are people publicly putting this out there about Tomlin? On our radio station, though.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.